Today, I would like to give you some very simple pieces of language learning advice. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, hello. My name is Azarin. I run a business called the Calgary Language Nerds. My team and I, we teach lots of languages. If you want us to teach you a language, please go to my website. It's azarinthelanguagenerd.com. That's A-Z-R-E-N, thelanguagenerd.com. You can find that link in the description box for today's episode. As I said in the beginning of the podcast, today I would like to give you some very simple language learning advice. The first thing is study easy things at least once a month. Study or practice easy things at least once every month. Learning a language for many people is hard. There's grammar. There's hard words to pronounce. Native speakers speak really fast. It's not easy for a lot of people. When you do things that are hard, and you do only hard things, you get tired. You get demotivated. You get frustrated. You want to quit. You want to take a break. But if you do hard things, and sometimes you do easy things, when you do the easy thing, you can take a break and still keep learning. Also, the easy thing boosts your confidence because it reminds you, oh, look, some things are easy for me. Not everything is hard. If you only do hard things, you'll think that everything is hard, but not everything is hard. Some things actually are easy for you. Even if you're a beginner, if you just started learning a language last month, already there are things that are easy for you. Maybe the word hello is easy. Maybe the alphabet is easy. Maybe there are some very short words you know that are easy. So if you practice or study some easy things at least every month, at least, maybe more frequently if you want to, but sometimes practice or study easy things, it might hopefully give you a confidence boost. Here's a bonus tip. Instead of studying anything that's easy, study something that used to be hard. Practice something that used to be hard. It's not hard now, but maybe 6 months ago or 1 year ago, it was hard. So when you study that today and it's easy, you can notice how much better you are. You'll say, oh, this was hard last year, but today it's not. Wow, I've gotten better. Go me, I rock. Tip number two, it's very helpful to have a list of what you will learn. Have a super simple learning plan. It's helpful to have that. You can make it yourself. You can sit down and write on a piece of paper or type on your computer or your phone. Here's what I will learn this week, this month. Here's what I will learn. I will learn this. I will learn that. I want to learn this. I want to learn that. Write down what you want to learn. On your super simple learning plan, write down what's important to you. Learn things that matter to you. For example, today I spoke with a new student. She wants to take French classes at my business. The new student is an artist. She travels to France often. And so she wants to learn French because she goes to France all the time. When she goes to France, she has friends who are artists. She talks to them. Right now, they talk in English. They don't talk in French. She wants to talk to them in French. I asked her today, what do you talk about with your friends? What do you want to be able to do in French? Do you want to be very fluent? Do you want to speak French like you speak English? What do you want to do in French? She said two things. I want to talk about art with my friends, and I want to have very simple introduction conversations. Introduction conversation means what? It means, what hotel are you staying at? When do you leave? When did you arrive? Are you tired? Are you jet lagged? Want to go to a restaurant later today? very short 1, 2, 3, 4 minute conversations. So talk about art and very short 3 minute conversations. That's what's most important to her. So if she made a super simple learning plan, she would put things on her learning plan that help her the most. Okay? It can be hard to make a super simple learning plan by yourself. You can, but I understand for some people it's hard. Please email me by going to my website, azarinthelanguagenerd.com. Go there, email me, and I will try to help you make a super simple learning plan just for you. Okay? Tip number 3, write down why you are amazing. What is that? Let me explain. You need to write down all of the things that you are learning. I don't mean take notes. I mean write down all the things that you have learned that you now feel more confident with. For example, maybe you learned a new word today, and you feel like that's an easy word. You learned it today, it feels easy. On a piece of paper, at the top, write, why I am amazing. Underline. Then you're going to write down everything you learned that you really feel like is easy, that you got it, you understand. It's in your brain. Maybe you learned the word for telephone, and it's something very easy like teléfono in Spanish or téléphone in French. And you think, oh, I know that. I'm not going to forget that. Yeah, great. Write that down. Everything on that paper, you're going to write down things that you've learned. You can do it once a month. You can do it once a week. You can pick once every week, maybe once every month. Write down, okay, what did I learn this month that I feel like is in my brain? I'm not going to forget. Write those things down and keep adding to the list. This will help you in two ways. Number one, you can practice. You can look at this list and say, oh yeah, 2 months ago, I learned this. Oh, let me review that. Let me read that again. Let me maybe practice that with my teacher. Let me practice that with a friend. Let me read it again. Let me remind myself. But number two, most importantly, every month you'll have this piece of paper and eventually it gets very long. It's one piece of paper, two pieces of paper, three pieces of paper. And you get this big long notebook of things that you have learned, things that you've learned. So write down things on this why you are amazing piece of paper or notebook even. Write down things that you've learned that you think you're never going to forget in the language you're trying to learn. Then you have a list of things that are in your brain and you can see how much you're getting better and how fast you're getting better. Okay, tip number, what are we on? 4, I think. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're on tip number 5. Tip number 5. This is for people who have a private tutor, if you have one. Ask your tutor for a texting package. Ask your tutor, hey, can I have a texting package? What's a texting package? A texting package is where you are, where your teacher every day sends you a text message. Or let's say a text message, a funny meme, or a voice message, and you have to reply. Your teacher might ask you, hi, how are you? Or they send you a funny Spanish meme or French meme. Or maybe they send you a voice message and they say in French, you know, like, bonjour, ça va bien aujourd'hui? Hi, are you doing good today? What did you do? Tell me about your day. And then you have to answer. It's an easy way to get 5 minutes of practice in a day. And it's better than Duolingo. That's not true. It's better than many, many apps. That's a much better way to practice than many apps. And it only does take 5 minutes. It's short. You just have to send a very short answer to your teacher. And so that way, for the 5 minutes, at least you're talking or communicating to a real person. You're reading what they send you, or you're listening to what they send you, you're reading a funny meme, and then you're sending a short response. Input and output. Listening/reading and speaking/writing. Very easy. Ask your tutor if he or she can do that with you. Okay? That's tip number 5. Tip number six, use immersion. Now, I want to give you a definition of immersion, okay? Actually, sorry, wrong word, not immersion, not use immersion. Use intensive studies. That's what I wanted to say. Use intensive studies. Now, let me define what intensive studies mean, okay? In very, very simple, very plain language. Intensive studies means you talk all day in the language that you're trying to learn, or you listen all day to the language you're trying to learn. Talk all day or listen all day. Of course, you have the option to do both. That's what intensive means. Intensive means all day, or maybe most of the day, you use the language that you're trying to learn. 4 hours, 5 hours, like for many hours in a day, you use the language you're trying to learn. Talking, listening, reading, or writing, basically. And then it becomes more intense if you do it for longer. So doing 5 hours a day for 5 days is more intensive than 5 hours a day for 1 day, right? So, but use intensive studies. You don't have to travel. You don't have to hire a teacher all day and spend lots of money with them. You can, but you don't have to. Remember, intensive just means you use the language all day. Reading, listening, speaking, or writing. You can also mix the four, really. So listen to Spanish all day for a few days. Talk out loud for a couple of hours to yourself. Read something in Spanish for 2 hours, 1 hour, as long as you can before you're too tired. But when you can, once a month, once a year, once every 6 months, up to you. You get to choose. Use intensive studies and you will learn faster. Okay? Tip number, I think we're on number seven. Yes, I think we're on number seven. It's helpful to have a friendly speaking buddy. Find a friendly, casual, low-pressure speaking buddy. A speaking buddy is someone you talk to. Doesn't have to be a teacher. It could be a friend. It can be someone. It could be a private tutor. It could be you have many choices. My favorite way to find a speaking buddy is to go to italki.com. italki.com. You can find speaking buddies for a very affordable price, not expensive. Italki, and another option is Preply. I've never used Preply, but I think it's the same thing as Italki. Preply is Preply. Very, very, very affordable rates and an excellent place to find a friendly, low pressure speaking practice buddy to practice with. Okay, this is really good for people that are that don't have anyone to practice with, but don't want to spend lots of money. Okay. Tip number eight. Yes, eight. This one is harder to do, but maybe some of you, if I say this, you'll be able to think of a way to do it. Okay. Tip number eight, start or join a study group. You can learn with other people. Study together. You're not alone. Get motivated. Make some new friends. Maybe even ask them questions when you don't understand something. Study group is a wonderful idea for many people. Unfortunately, I don't have step-by-step instructions for you to find a study group. But maybe you know someone who's learning Spanish. Maybe you know someone learning Japanese. Maybe you know someone learning the language you're learning. Ask them, hey, want to start a study group? Want to practice together? Want to study together? Wonderful idea. Tip number nine. This is another one for people that have a tutor. Ask them for a homework with your tutor service. In other words, if you don't like doing homework and you have a tutor and you're not doing your homework because you always forget, you don't want to do it, you don't like it, it's too hard, it's not fun, ask your tutor for a homework. Can I do my homework with you? Book one extra class. It can be very short, half an hour, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. One very short class in the week where you do your homework together. Maybe Monday is your regular class. Thursday, you do your homework with your tutor, something like that. So the tutor is not teaching you. The tutor is just sitting at his or her computer, or maybe you sit in person. That's up to you. And this tutor sits there. You do your homework. And that's that. Ask them if they would do that for you. Another variation of this is what I call anytime help. Ask your tutor, can I pay you a little bit extra, or is it okay if I text you if I have questions? Can I text you anytime I have a question? Will you answer? Is that okay? Great. If you don't already do that with your tutor, ask them if you can do that. If you can do that. Okay. Tip number 9, have a multitasking strategy. Have a multitasking strategy. What does this mean? Well, look, when people practice languages, a lot of people will practice languages in a way where, how do I say this? They sit down and study, or they sit down and practice. But you can practice and you can multitask while you practice. Usually, it's easier to do this with listening. Listen to podcasts, listen to videos, right? Listen to something in the language you're learning while you drive, while you take the train, while you take the bus, while you clean, while you exercise, while you wash the dishes. While you do something, also listen to the language you're trying to learn. Listen to things that, there are two types of things you can listen to. Option one are things that are higher than your level. This could be music. You don't know what they're saying, but you like listening. This could be the radio. You don't know what they're saying, but you want to listen anyway and try to understand. This is fine. The other type of material, the other type of thing to listen to is, well, material at your level. Podcasts where you do understand what they're saying. For example, YouTube videos where you do understand most of what they're saying or a lot of what they're saying. So have a multitasking strategy. Tip number 10. Make an A+ student list. An A+ student list. What is an A+ student list? An A+ student list is a list of things that, a realistic list of things, be realistic, right? List of things that you would need to do to be an A+ student. Maybe it means practice for 10 minutes a day. Maybe it means do your worksheets. Maybe it means sign up for classes. Maybe it means, who knows? Write down, what would it mean to you to be an A+ student? An awesome student, an excellent student. You're doing a great job. You're studying the right amount. You're doing the right amount of listening. You're using the right language learning strategies. You're doing everything right. Make that list. Say, if I do this, 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 that makes me an A+ student 100%. Good job, me. You can pat yourself on the back. Make sure these things are action oriented and not result oriented. Result oriented, this is bad, don't do this. Result oriented means I'm going to be good at this by this time. For example, an action oriented list would be, I speak fluently. I understand what everybody says to me. No. These are results. We don't want results. These are outcomes. We don't want outcomes. We don't want things like that. What we want is, I study for 10 minutes a day. I use my app, Babbel, Duolingo, whatever, for 5 minutes a day. I have a private class every day. I sign up for a group class. I listen to the language transfer podcast at least one time a week. Whatever it is, you get to choose. But then you know exactly, it's kind of like the very first piece of advice I gave, the super simple learning plan. It's almost like, you, at least now, you know what you need to do for you to feel like an A+ student. So that's something I highly recommend you do. I have way more pieces of advice, but maybe I'll share them in a different podcast. This podcast has already been going for 20 minutes. So thank you for listening. I hope you found this helpful, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye. See you.